My dear associates in the path, I am very happy to be with you on this auspicious occasion of the celebration of the 111th birthday of our beloved Master, Pujya Sri Ramchandra Ji Maharaj. The love of Master, which we now experienced, is so very embracing that no two-ness was there. It is very colossal that we are humbled before it. I find the roots of humility lies in such an intimate embrace. What more do we seek is a tough question to answer. We know for definite that humility is the essence of spiritual evolution, and any ambition should be recognized as a hindrance to the ultimate realization. Behind this impedance of no-two-ness, I find there is a call of the Divine. On the surface of the world right now, there is war and violence, and things seem dark. But calmly and quietly, at the same time, something else is happening underground. An inner revolution is taking place, and certain individuals are being called upon to play greater roles in spiritual aspects and thereby grant humanity a higher light. It's a silent revolution under the stewardship of our Master. Our bestial nature is bound to change, and change soon at that. From the inside out, there's a change that is invisible for the present. Our nations may still be sleeping when the emerging new era all of a sudden takes over. This operation is not visible for the media or TV or paparazzi. The marching of the army of spiritual revolution that is taking place through the silent work of spiritual men and women blessed with the connection to the Master is heard in every soul and pore of such persons. Most of us work anonymously. We are quietly working behind the scenes, not minding who will have the credit at last. Our work and dedication alone matters, and our love for our Master is the only fuel we have. But we note simply that the work is getting done. During the day, many of us pretend to be terribly busy with our normal jobs. But behind the closed doors and in a dimly lit place, we are busy with our real work. Through prayers and in the methods given by the Master, we assiduously are working for and creating a new world with the power of our minds and hearts. We follow with passion and joy the instructions and orders coming from the Master, the central spiritual authority. When we are immersed in the thought of the world, purifying power of the prayer for universal good, we are sending our spiritual energies softly and in secret love, when the recipients are not even aware of such awesome force being thrust into them, which is more powerful than the bombs and missiles. One thing I wish to state in this context: while our dedication for this mighty work is unquestionable, we should be the change that we want to see in this world. That shall be the motto that breathes through every pore and cell of our being. Master has stated that this is the only way for world peace, and we too are aware of the same to some measure. We are aware that real transformation is taking place, and we are painfully aware it is slow. But surely and quietly our humble efforts are getting rewarded. But I am happy that our work, though so slow, is meticulous. Like the formation of mountains, it is not even visible at first glance. Natural path, which is a flower with the three petals of love, service and sacrifice, is the way of living of humanity from now onwards. The forerunners in the path are not necessarily highly educated persons or those with exceptional knowledge to understand this path. It is heart that matters, and human beings are already endowed with the power of intuition and spiritual wisdom to follow the path. And that was the work of the Master who enabled all of us to breathe Him through our being. We have to be the change we want to see in this world. We are already the messengers of the Master to the strife-ridden society, working towards the harmony and peace that shall last long. I am happy we are united in this task. The 9 p.m. prayer, which our Master prescribed as a matter of regular practice, is of our mantra for this change, and that shall happen. In this effort, all are welcome, and the door to the path is wide open. Pranam.